I don't know, reluctant to use the term closure, but it kind of feels like that for me. It's never going to be, the chapter's never going to be completely closed, but I feel like we've taken a huge negative and rolled it into something that is, it's going to do way more good than bad.
Please welcome Ed Dwight, our artist of this sculpture. Thank you.
And it was probably one of the more technical sculptures that I've ever done, mainly because that face guard and the helmet and all the other stuff, that took me more to do the head part than it did the rest of the body. So anyway, please enjoy, and thank you for having me, and thank you for selecting me. But the reason that bothers me the most about this, I love making sculptures, but I don't like making sculptures for the reason that I'm making this sculpture, and I think you can follow that line of reasoning as well, because of the tragedy that happened to Derek, because I've been learning about who he was and the kind of things that the young black male athletes of all stripes have to go through, and the things that they have to do what they need to do, and some of the worlds that they leave to go into sports and all that kind of stuff. You know, some of it is really, really tough. And so to have Darren leave us like this, because there's not enough boys and girls clubs out there to grab everybody that comes down, that we can grab them and, you know, throw them in this pool of people over here so they can have a future and stuff like that. So
we have presented them with some ceremonial scissors that they will use to cut the ribbon and formally unveil the first step in our quest to honor Darren's legacy. And without further ado, I'll turn it over to Mr. Bullen.
Unfortunately, we lost a very, very fine person and a great player in D. Will. And he is very special to the Broncos organization. And so this sculpture in his remembrance is going to be something that we're always very proud of. I want to thank Doug and Marilyn, who are my neighbors, for financing this project. They're both love sculpture. I know they have some at their home, because I can look right over the fence and see it.
I think it's a great boost to the community. Just the amount of interest that the Broncos and other people in the Denver area have shown in their community to put together such a team center and a beautiful statue. I think it's really motivational to the kids.
You know, we've been waiting a long time for this. We saw this last Friday. We saw the base and we saw the body on the floor, and Darren's head wasn't on there yet. But I'll tell you, when we walked away from that, we were just totally blown away. And as you, I know, Dominique, that this whole thing has been so, so difficult. And as you go through life, you'll have Darren there. You can put him in the corner of your room. He's about that big, and if you need to talk to him, you just talk to him. And I think that you deserve it for everything you have done in this community. And you are the model professional athlete that all the fans love to have on the team. And your parents should be proud of Dominique.
We're going to keep him.
You're going to keep him.
So,
anyway, it's been...
It just feels good to finally have something to smile about. When I hear Darren's name, I can smile now and not get upset.